going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And you ready for round one on Thursday? Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. This is Chicago's draft headquarters. Sports Radio 670 The Score. And Odyssey Sports Station. WSCR Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Score Update Studio. It's brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on those dental implants. Do that today. The world champion Dodgers are here in town taking on the Cubs. The 6:05 pregame show to Imanaga. Imanaga will go for the Cubs. Dustin May will go for the Dodgers. Again, Zach Sabin's pregame 6:05. The White Sox, they move from Boston to Minnesota, take on the Twins tonight. Davis Martin will throw. The NBA and NHL postseasons are underway. And the Pistons broke a 17-year losing streak in the postseason. Had lost 15 games in a row. They beat the Knicks at MSG 100-94. Three more NBA playoff games tonight. Alex Ovechkin made some personal history, scoring an overtime game winner in his 152nd career postseason game. It was the Capitals over the Canadiens 3-2. The Bears' offseason program continuing as a three-day voluntary minicamp is underway. We will hear from Bears management about the upcoming draft later on today. And, of course, Thursday is the NFL draft up in Green Bay. The Bears have the 10th pick. This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Chicago's in kind of this weird spot, right? They're hoping for quarterbacks to go. I think potentially two could go before they pick at 10. And then there's about six blue chip players. I named five of them. I would throw Jalen Walker in there. I think Campbell's going to go at 4, the offensive tackle. Will Campbell from LSU to go to the Patriots at 4 would be my guess right now. And so you get down to 10, and it's like, who's left? I just had this mock draft that came out today, Mock 3.0. If Tyler Warren's there, you run it in.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Todd McShay with the afternoon show. Run it in for Tyler Warren. Yes. How many times have we heard people say, run it in for Ashton Jeanty. Run it in for Will Campbell. Run it in for, insert your favorite player here. There's probably a range of 3 to 5, would you say, players that you would think if they fall to the Bears at 10, you would be compelled to run it in and get your pick in before anybody changes their mind.
Well, I think they should run it in anyway. I think it's just it's like a good visual, and it also prevents you from not getting it in on time. Run them in. Run them all in. But I like whoever said the combination of players they should get with the first three picks, that's a kind of an exciting thing to think about. The 10th pick will obviously be a huge one, but they can double down in the top of the second round and really come away with something special.
So Dustin asked an interesting question during the break. It's one that I think is a hypothetical, but this is the time when you entertain such hypotheticals. And it's actually not an outrageous one.
For Dustin.
For once. Consider the source, right?
The Bears have 2 second-round picks.
Yeah.
if they were to, say, draft swap spots with the Giants, that was the proposal, right, at number three.
Correct.
And then give them two second-round picks and switch spots in the draft to draft Abdul Carter.
So they come out with 5 and 10?
They come out with Abdul Carter.
No.
They get Abdul Carter, but they lose
the next
10
and they lose the
two.
Yep.
Yeah. Now that's what it would cost.
That's what it would cost.
That's what I'm saying.
And I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't do it. But that's a potential, as we were talking about. You know, four Blues in this draft, right?
Yes.
And maybe one Hall of Famer.
I would maybe give up a future second, this year's second, and 10 to move up to three. If that were the cost, I would probably do that. I don't think I would want to take away from this year's draft.
Okay. Now, I'm going to say this, and you're going to get mad at me, and this is not going to go over well.
But we have conflict. Creative tension here.
Yeah, I would be careful about paying a quarterback ransom for a defensive end, even if it's Abdul Carter, because he does have an injury. You're paying like you would to move up for a quarterback in a future draft. And you want to give that up now in order to get a guy who does have an injury. I don't know how significant it is. I haven't seen the results of the combine recheck, but he did have an injury.
Oh, I agree. I'm cautious about that injury.
I would be very careful about giving up that. I would need... some sort of soothsayer.
But you don't have such a thing.
That's why I think the Bears
have like 27 assistant coaches, probably a bunch of doctors on retainer, but they don't have a soothsayer. Nobody's going to be able to tell you something that makes you feel better.
Why can't they invest in a good soothsayer?
They just don't make them like they used to. You know, they don't. It'd be a huge risk.
Who on the coaching staff has a third eye?
I don't know.
Can see into the future.
Because if I could just really quick, if things went very straight, meaning that only one quarterback went.
Yeah.
Only the one.
That looks like it.
Right. But only the one tight end goes.
Okay.
Two offensive tackles go. And now you're there at 10. You know, now we're on we're to the second pass rusher.
So the running back's gone.
The one running back's gone.
Man, you're killing my buzz. You are killing my buzz.
That's what I'm worried about. But now we get back. So we're kind of not so sure about moving up for that pass rusher.
The defensive tackle's gone.
Now at 10, now are we down to the Marshall, Texas A&M pass rushers? And at that point, are you thinking, boy, maybe we trade back? Because I will come in here Friday this kid from Georgia is, hashtag anybody but again all over.
Williams?
Yeah. Not a 10.
You're anybody but Michael Williams?
I'm anybody but Georgia pass rushers.
That's not fair.
It's hashtag anybody but Floyd. It goes back to that. He's Leonard Floyd 2.0.
Now you've done it, Dustin. Now you've done it.
Leonard Floyd 2.0.
You poked the bear. You're mildly upset now.
I'm asking a question.
Okay. I know. You're upset,
though. In your scenario... Where everybody is kind of all the top guys that you would, to use David's term, run the pick in for.
Run it in.
They're already gone.
Yeah.
And now you're going to trade down. Who's trading up for the – see what I'm saying?
Exactly, right. Like maybe the second tight end.
Or the second quarterback.
Maybe the second quarterback.
The second quarterback.
Now that
– if you can lure a team – if Dustin's scenario comes true and Mason Graham is gone,
yes.
Will Campbell is gone, Ashton Genty is gone, Membu is gone, and you have somebody who's compelled to move up to 10 to take Shedeur Sanders, I think you're more inclined to move down. I would not be opposed to that.
But you would need...
Or Warren is gone as well under that scenario.
You would likely need someone who has passed already on Shedeur Sanders to want to move back up to then take him at 10.
Not necessarily.
Or not necessarily. Maybe it's like, when do the Steelers pick?
21st.
Somebody like that would want to come up and grab a quarterback, whether it's Shedeur or Jackson Dart. I would say it would have to be Shedeur.
The problem is that when you look at where the Bears are at 10, that scenario that I just introduced doesn't necessarily – logically fit unless you're afraid of other teams trading up as well, because the teams drafting behind the Bears don't need a quarterback.
Yeah.
The teams drafting directly behind the Bears, the 49ers, the Cowboys, the Dolphins, the Colts, the Falcons, the Cardinals, and then the Bengals, none of those teams are quarterback starved.
You know, here's the thing.
Okay.
What we should go through is how many are not quarterback starved but do need a quarterback? You know what I mean?
Why do you hate Brock Purdy?
No, I'm not picking him out in particular, but you mentioned Indy. They're not quarterback starved. They're going to give that guy another year.
But you can't.
But
you,
they need a quarterback.
But you can't devote that many resources to one position if you're Chris Ballard.
Oh, I totally understand.
You can't do that.
But what I'm saying to you is the reason that these teams we're talking about, whether it be Miami, whether it be Indy, okay, they don't need a quarterback, but they probably are going to be looking for one next year.
Yeah, maybe.
Or they're probably, I'm just saying, when you don't need a quarterback is when you ought to take a quarterback, because you're going to need one quick enough.
Unless you're the Bears.
Well.
You're not taking a quarterback in this draft.
No.
That's the beauty of this draft. No. That's a low-key big headline, right?
Yeah.
The Bears don't need a quarterback in this draft. It allows them all kinds of flexibility. They've answered question.
Now, I'm going to stop you and just say they're not going to take a quarterback, because I don't want to talk about whether they need one.
They aren't taking a quarterback.
And that's not meant
as an insult.
They're
not going to draft one. They don't need one in they're not going to need one in the sixth round. Don't draft the guy who might be a project. You don't need that, right?
No, you don't need that.
No.
But, Minnesota, for instance, we heard from them yesterday, and they were talking about how J.J. McCarthy, no limitations, he's ready to go, he's their guy. They need a veteran quarterback.
They do.
They probably need a guy, and maybe it'll be Kirk Cousins.
They could use Kirk Cousins.
I'm not joking.
He'd be the perfect mentor there.
How much are they willing to pay him?
They should pay him whatever. He would be perfect.
Would he work on Tuesday?
He wouldn't have to. He's a backup. They could give him Tuesday off. He could stay at home and rake the leaves.
I still haven't gotten over that little tidbit.
You always hold that against him.
I can't help it.
It didn't hurt his play. It's not why he struggled in Atlanta. It might have been something to do with his Achilles tendon. Still healing.
He wouldn't have been hurt had he practiced on a Tuesday. All right, let's get to Jeff. He's on the Odyssey app. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thoughts on the I don't see anything that I'd want to trade up for right now. To what I'd have to give up is too much, because we have a draft where it's pretty good deep in all positions except quarterback. So the more draft picks you have, the better off you are at landing people. I really think if there's three guys that I would maybe realistically, if they fall to us, Membrew, Campbell, and Mason Graham. Mm-hmm. Those are three guys I would pick at 10. Other than that, if you got the 10th pick, I like a trade down scenario, maybe not too far back, but find your Huckleberry that'll give you another second round pick this year to move up. And I would even do it at Genty. If Genty was at 10, I would see who would be willing to give you a second round pick this year and maybe a third or
fourth. You run it up, Jeff. You run that pick.
Oh, I don't run it up, David.
You run it up. And Jeff, by the way, while we have you, thank you so much for what you sent. The baked goods were delicious.
Yes, thank you, buddy.
They were well distributed, and you outdid yourself. So really appreciate you listening every day and what you sent to us.
Hey, I'm glad you guys enjoyed them. David, if I had known you were going to do a promo read, I would have sent you another pecan pie bar. But yeah, I would think about trading down even if I had Genty. But that's just my thoughts. I think the more picks, the better off you are.
Okay.
Thanks, Jeff.
Again, that opinion is ignoring the fact that some people believe Ashton Genty is a special running back.
And apparently the Bears, if they are willing to pray that he is there, would be the ones that would run in that pick and
That's the report. It's reference to the Adam Schefter report on Monday that the Bears are praying.
I don't think Schefter makes stuff up. I don't think
he makes stuff up either. I expressed that earlier, it sounds like an exaggeration. I don't think that they are praying that a player falls to them. I think they're hopeful.
The power of prayer can be very positive.
Yes, it can. And I think that if you want to pray for certain things, yes, more power to you in your prayers. I don't think you pray for a player to fall to you.
I also don't think you should pray for the destruction of your enemies. I think that's kind of crossing a line there. Just talking of prayer.
Okay.
I'm sure Dustin has.
You know, he mentioned.
I just attribute that.
Before
to
we get
him.
Back to the phone calls, back to the draft, back on the on the rails here. This idea that Armon Membu is ready to go, a plug and play offensive tackle. I'm not diminishing that. But if the Bears draft him at number 10, we're going to come in here Friday morning and we're going to be talking about, okay, that's great. They got the top player on their board. Okay, great. He's a plug and play player. It's just, where do you play him? And are you switching him from the right side to the left side? Because we know from offensive linemen that we have had on our in this studio, Olin Krutz, Tom Thayer, guys who have done the job at a professional level. It's not as easy to switch sides of the ball as we sometimes make it sound.
And I do think.
So do you draft an experiment
at
10?
What Ross Tucker told us earlier in the year is also true, which is, even if they get like the best left tackle you can possibly get out of this draft, I think those five guys, you need to play together. It is a team within a team. There is a certain amount. You know, the best offensive lines are ones that have played together and stay together and can do that for some time. They've got veteran guys. They'll be able to figure it out. But I do think we're not just going to go, you know. But to answer your question, I think you'd move him to left tackle.
You'd move Membu to left tackle?
I think you would.
And I would understand that would be the move because Darnell Wright has solidified himself on the right side. But don't you agree with me a little bit that trying a
guy trying to switch positions
at the NFL level as a rookie?
Not an easy thing to do at all.
I don't know that I like that.
And like I said, I'm not saying it's going to work spectacularly, but eventually it will.
I knew this was happening. 708. David, you're the same guy that said we should run the pickup last year for Caleb Williams, and I told you Jaden Daniels was better, and you poo-pooed it.
Yeah.
I did, probably.
Did he use that term?
He did. He did. I'm reading the text.
We have that term on our show far too often.
You don't like poo-poo as a verb.
I don't.
Okay. It's better as a verb than a noun.
I find it fairly scatological.
I don't even know.
To be brutally honest.
Now you're sending Dustin to the thesaurus again.
Let's try Pat. Pat's on the Odyssey app. Hey, Pat.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you?
Good.
Good, Pat.
So I had to audible a little bit what I was going to talk about. I was going to talk about trading down, and that's kind of been harped on the last couple minutes. So my thing with the Bears is, I mean, I know Hall was saying running the card with Genty. Their issue has been the trenches, and everyone keeps talking about the trenches, offensive line, defensive line. Yes. And, I mean, if there's anything that they could take a note from, look at the teams that consistently have – let's just focus on the offensive line, okay?
Okay.
Eagles, you're up north. You don't want to talk about the Packers. There's a few other teams. Ooh. Look at what do they do every year that the Bears don't? What do they have? Why do they have good offensive lines every year? They draft them a lot. They draft them when they don't need them. They draft guys that are mobile that can
play guard, play tackle. Yeah, you're right.
And
you're right.
You always need them.
It's been a failure thus far in this administration. I think without question that they haven't drafted nor developed offensive linemen in the fashion in which you need to in the NFL.
Well, last year represents a big miss in that regard. If Kieran Amagaji had shown more as a rookie and had he been the kind of prospect that a third round, if he had been a typical third rounder, not drafted pre-injured, not having to wait until the season to see what he actually looks like against live competition, maybe we wouldn't be in this situation.
That's a really good point.
But they did that, and that's why it gives you pause here. And they did address the offensive line in last year's draft. When most teams draft third-round offensive tackles, Mully, they use them.
How do they feel?
They get most out of them.
How do they feel about him?
I don't know. I think that if I were them, I'd be very concerned.
He had a wasted year.
Yes.
Mainly because he was injured. But then when he got on the field, he was overwhelmed.
There's
so it's very hard to look at it and think, well, he's really going to make a move this year.
And I think that's one of the more underreported one thing that we haven't talked about. If Kieran Amagaji, if that third-round draft pick had progressed and developed at a rate that typically you want to see on an NFL roster, we wouldn't be fixated as much as them getting the left tackle of the future with number 10 pick.
You're right.
You'd be envisioning that guy challenging Braxton Jones, providing swing tackle support and all of those things. But instead, Kiranan Magaji represents and looks like more of a miss than a hit.
Yeah.
And so you're fixated on getting a left tackle that you can live with for the next 5 to 7 years.
That is very well said and a very underreported, under-discussed sort of situation.
So,
and frankly, I wish I could say to you, oh, don't worry about Amagaji.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
You can't.
No.
That's why I think the confidence in this draft is because, back to the big picture, it's Ben Johnson's draft. If this were Ryan Poles' draft, right. I would not have as much excitement or confidence going into it.
I just wouldn't. Well, I might not have as much confidence as I should. Don's on the road. Hey, Don, always a joy. How are you, bud?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good.
Yeah, I just call and talk about, points we could actually improve on. The real issue, I think, with taking Edge at 10 is consensus big board 2 and 3 is, Mike Green, James Pierce. And we know they have character concerns. So I don't think at 10 we should be taking the 4th or 5th ranked Edge rusher. I'm more interested in, shoring up what we couldn't do last year. Like, we couldn't pass block, we couldn't run block, and we had a very hard time stopping the run. I was just wondering if you guys had any thoughts.
Thanks, Don. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, you don't want to take a 4th or 5th best player at number 10 at any position, let alone edge rusher. You have other needs that exist.
There will be edge rushers later in the draft that you can strike on.
Pretty good draft for that,
yes.
Later, not in the first round.
Yeah. I mean, here's the reality of life is that edge rushers are – roll the bones, man. You could get a great one or you could not. You could get a guy that.
Roll the dice.
That's it. It's a roll.
It's a gamble.
It is.
Let's talk Cubs.
Life's a gamble.
Life
We're
going to
bring in Taylor McGregor. We're going to talk Cubs with her next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
First pitch. Up the middle, off the glove, into shallow center. Here comes Dansby. We're tied.
Well, that didn't take long, did it? First pitch swinging. Nico delivers. The base hit up the middle, off the glove of Tyler, the second baseman. Good aggressive send by Quentin Berry there. And in comes Dansby. Secondary lead. But it's so important to give that third base coach an opportunity to send you home on a play like that.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Delighted to welcome in Taylor McGregor from the Marquee Network to The Score Hotline, the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Taylor, good morning. How are you?
Guys, good morning. I am great. How are you?
Doing well.
Well, we're delighted to talk to you, but we have to confess that I think I speak for all of us. Maybe I'm overreacting. We're kind of sick of playing the West Coast teams. Now the Dodgers come back. Enough of these guys. Let's get this over with already. Since the Japan series, I think I've had my fill of the goofy Dodgers. Enough.
Yeah, well, I think I'm just tired of playing good teams because it's been pretty well documented how the Cubs have the toughest schedule of anybody in baseball in the month of April. And, you know, it doesn't really stop with the Dodgers. We got the Phillies coming in town this weekend, and, you know, we play Milwaukee, who's second in the NL Central right behind us next weekend. So, yeah, it's a grind. San Francisco after that, back to the West Coast.
So the Cubs are off to a fun start. You bring joy to your job every day, Taylor. It's obvious. They're 14-10, though. I wonder how much more fun is it when you go into a clubhouse where the chemistry seems to be very good, the vibes are very positive. As you spoke with Miguel Amaya the other day during an interview that was really, I think, very telling, camaraderie is a thing with this Cub team. How big of a factor has that been?
Yeah, you know, it's always what comes first, the chicken or the egg, right? What comes first, winning or having fun? And I think a little bit of both. At spring training, I felt like I noticed this group gelling really well. And some of that's in part to the veterans. Like, I got to give Justin Turner a lot of credit. I do think he's made a big impact on the way that he's come in. And he reads the clubhouse really well. And I'm not afraid to have fun, poke fun at some guys, and just lighten up the mood. And obviously, Pete Crow Armstrong, having him in his second year as a major leaguer, he just has a little bit a different type of confidence, and his personality just shines through. And so it's been a really, really great group so far, and obviously the results on the field have showed up. So it's more fun for everybody when the team's winning, and I think the players feel that as well.
Well, it has been a lot of fun. And, I mean, there have been some problems, but the run production has been extraordinary. And it's coming all over the lineup. I know that having a guy like Kyle Tucker there is good for everyone. But how do you explain how many of these guys have been hitting the ball like Carson Kelly, for God's sake?
Yeah, well, Carson Kelly, I mean, I don't even think he knows how he's gotten off to this hot of a start. But, you know, we always like to point out the sample size. And he's just been amazing. I think, listen, do I want to sit here today and say the Cubs are going to lead baseball in runs per game all season? No, because I'm not sure they will. But I will say there are certainly indications that this offense collectively will be much better than they were a year ago. You, of course, mentioned Kyle Tucker. That's the obvious one. But I think what you can really do is start to look at some of the younger players who are now in their second year, Michael Busch, Pete Crow Armstrong, even Miguel Amaya, who did not have a ton of experience. I mean, he'd been injured a lot of his time in the minor leagues. He kind of got thrown in. He was splitting time. And so, like, the amount of professional at-bats this guy has just are not a lot. And you've seen him come in. So these younger guys, who just have more experience, and they've grown as hitters. And I think that, to me, is the biggest indication, like, okay, this offense is more sustainable. Again, not saying it's sustainable enough to be the number one runs per game team in baseball, but I certainly think there are signs that it could be a very good offensive team throughout the stretch of a season.
Taylor, Bruhan, Turner, Birdie, and Workman is not a law firm. It's the Cubs third base committee. They have four guys now replacing Matt Shaw, who went to Iowa to work on things so he can come back and maybe contribute this year. What do you think they do there looking forward? And do you think these four guys, who gets the majority of the time at third base, do you think?
I don't think they know. I think it's, we'll figure it out. You know, I think Bruhan's an interesting one. They really like his versatility on defense. He's been a hot prospect for so long. It's just never been able to translate to the major league level. So could he potentially win that job if he got consistent at bats and showed what he could do at the big league level? Who knows? Gage Workman, they like his defense. He made a big-time error last week, which was unfortunate, but there's a reason that he was selected in the Rule 5 draft. They like him, too. So I don't know if there's a clear plan. I don't think they know that there's a clear plan. It's really just figure out and see how it all shakes out and who, you know, plays well, ultimately.
What was your take on this Drew Pomeranz signing? 36-year-old lefty in the minor leagues, had been with Craig Counsell, no idea what to expect from him. 14 Ks and 9.2 innings is interesting. 176 average against. 4.66 ERA. Yeah, you just don't, those numbers seem kind of whacked out.
Well, I think that's the PCL, I would assume. So, mm-hmm. You know, those ERAs you can never actually pay attention to. But I think he's interesting because in 2019, he had like the best couple months of his career, ended up getting paid after his time in Milwaukee. So obviously there's comfortability there with Counts. Counts saw him perform really well. And look, I think what we will hear from Craig Counsell today when he's asked about it, it is pitching depth. And that is what they're always looking for. You've seen in the early parts of this season, they have had struggles in the bullpen. They have had struggles finding guys who can throw strikes. And if they can find guys in whatever capacity they're used to get outs at the major league level, they're going to use them. And Craig has said numerous times in his time in Chicago, like, pitching depth is so important. So this is obviously a move they felt they could add depth. And that's something they're always going to look to do.
You look at Luke Little, he imploded and was sent down. Jordan Wicks was bad, and he was sent down. Are we watching Craig Counsell and Jed Hoyer or Carter Hawkins, or the Cubs organizationally show less patience than before? Does that reflect an urgency, or is that just business as usual, the way you see it?
No, I think there's certainly going to be shorter leashes with guys, without question. I think you're going to see a lot of roster. I mean, we saw an uptick in roster moves last year when Craig took over as manager, and I think that will continue. I just think that's a part of the way that he operates. And yeah, I mean, look, performance is important. And sometimes it's not even about performance. Sometimes it's, hey, you pitched a couple of days back-to-back. We need a fresh arm. You're down. The next guy's up. And that's the way they're going to operate, especially – you know, in some stretches where you play a lot of back-to-back games. So I think it's all, part of the way they believe they can create advantages is leveraging their roster and movement up and down.
The battle between Shota and Dustin May is interesting. Dustin May may well be on the market. It's interesting. There are rumors picking up about him maybe being available to teams. Will we keep a closer eye on him as a result?
I mean, will we the fans or will we the Cubs?
We the people.
We the people. I mean, the people can do whatever they want. I would assume yes. If I knew anything about Chicago sports fans, why I love them, they're always locked in on every possibility, and I'm sure I'll, you know, have people in my mentions drop in some stats on what guys around the league are doing that could be of a potential trade trip. So, you know, I definitely expect fans to be all on top of that.
Now, Taylor, I didn't record it, but I do believe, if I go back and recall, during and after the 13-11 victory on Friday, Craig Counsell might have actually smiled. He seemed like he did maybe even chuckle. Has he been enjoying himself more this year, more obviously to you, or how would you describe his demeanor day in and day out? You're there most of the time.
Yeah, I think there's a different level of comfort. And look, I sometimes think we forget how these guys are human beings. And, you know, last year Craig would do some personal stuff at the beginning of the season. It was obviously a new team for him, so he was learning new faces and trying to get comfortable. He wants to know everybody's name while dealing with a bunch of other things, you know? And so I think all of that, yeah, it was probably harder for him this time last year. And now you come in year two, you have a way better understanding of how things work. You know the people around you. So I would say he's just a little more settled into the job, period. And then obviously the winning helps. But Craig has been around long enough. He's not going to get too high about a hot April, because we still got a lot of games to play in this season. But I do think he's more comfortable, for sure, is what I would point out.
Do you feel that we're seeing sort of a few different players reach like almost kind of all-star level? In other words, I mean, I'm sure the fans will be supporting them and there'll be tons of campaigns about it. But when we look at, like, say, a Suzuki, this could be a big year for him. Pete Crow Armstrong seems like everybody kind of loves what he's doing. You know, we know that Kyle Tucker is a great player. We mentioned Carson Kelly. It'll be interesting just to see how the fans support everybody and how that turns out.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, one of the things in baseball, we tend to overreact to small samples. And listen, it's a very small sample at this point in the season. Yeah. There have been guys who've put together really great numbers. But the biggest challenge in this sport is doing it over the course of time. And I'm interested to see how the numbers play out over a full 162. Because, again, there have been strong indications that this could be a great offense, but nobody expected the offense to drop off a cliff the way that it did last year for 2 months. So I'm excited to see, hopefully, these guys maintain it. And yeah, it'll be fun to follow for sure.
Taylor, before we let you go, we know you spent half the season and half your year covering college football as well. And you are a graduate of Arkansas, so you're familiar with the SEC, I would imagine. So tell us, who would you recommend the Bears take at 10? And what do you think of Will Campbell or maybe Mykael Williams?
Yeah, no, I like both of those picks. I'm actually the draft to me is so interesting, and I have not probably been as locked in as I should to, you know, some of the people dropping later. But I do know I covered Shador Sanders, and now I literally woke up this morning and now I'm reading that his highest odds are to the Steelers. I'm like, what? You know, when I covered him at the end of the season, it was, oh, Giants, and then recently it was Saints, and now he's going to the Steelers. So I'm like, this is insane. But no, Will Campbell, I think, would be an excellent selection. There's a lot of – I think what's cool for me this season, there's a lot of high prospects on the line of scrimmage, especially guys from the SEC, some big-time DNs. It'll be fun to see who the Bears take. I can't wait, but I never like to predict the draft because I just feel like I have no clue how it all is going to shake out.
Taylor, thanks a ton. That's a fun answer, and we appreciate your time as
thanks,
always.
Taylor.
See ya. Thank you.
How about that? She's right about Shador Sanders. That guy looks like he's fallen to the 21st pick in the
draft. Well, let's face it. Both quarterbacks, if they go in the first round, are going to be overdrafted. Do you think either one? Cam Ward at one. It's Shador Sanders at 21.
Yeah.
Are they first-round draft picks in many years?
They're probably first-round draft picks.
Okay.
I think Shador, the problem with him, and I was just watching tape on him yesterday, it's shocking, given that he's his father's son, that he can't run at all.
He's not a great athlete as you would expect.
That's unbelievable.
Would you think that Cam Ward, had he come out last year, where would he have gone in relative to the other quarterbacks that were drafted?
He would
have been the sixth or seventh quarterback.
At least. he would not have been in.
So that's what I mean.
In the first
both
round
guys
last
will,
year.
Could go in the first yeah. round. I do wonder about their future as NFL quarterbacks, though.
Yeah, no, it's a worthy discussion. I think Milroe will be an interesting guy to follow.
Oh.
Because he's such a good athlete.
Yeah.
I just don't know that he's going to wind up someplace where he doesn't have
to. He has to have the right system, and he has to go somewhere that he can do the
that's
push.
That's every quarterback.
Yes.
All right. It's Mully and Haw at Chicago Sports. We got Mike Florio next, so we'll talk to Mike about continuing the NFL conversation on Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Day by day!
Day by day!
We get better and better!
We get better and better!
So we can't beat, beat!
We can't beat, beat!
Boom, beat,
beat! What's that? Gator!
NFL insider Mike Florio with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike Florio, and he joins us now in the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Michael, good morning. How are you?
What's up, guys?
Well, you just talked to Ashton Jeanty recently. Did he say anything about hoping to fall to 10? Because the Bears apparently would
well,
like that
there. Well, he did say that his ceiling is 6. That's a pick the Raiders have. And his floor is 12. That's the pick the Cowboys have. And the most important job for any player agent in advance of the draft is having reliable information about what a guy's floor is. You want to set the expectations right. So the Bears are in that window. And look, I was saying this earlier today on PFT Live. If he's at the green room at Lambeau Field and he gets the call from the Chicago area code, he probably should just leave, because my guess is the only guy getting booed more than the commissioner at Lambeau Field on Thursday night is whoever the Bears take at number 10.
That's a great way to put it. So who do you think they will take at number 10? Who's going to be there and tempt Ryan Poles and Ben Johnson and to say, all right, I'm going to run this to the podium?
I'd love to see Tyler Warren go to the Bears. I know they have Cole Kmet. But the idea that Tyler Warren can do so many different things, and we know that Ben Johnson has a very fertile and creative mind when it comes to coming up with offensive plays, having a chess piece like Tyler Warren available, number one, even if you don't do trick plays, it's a valuable component to have your offense. But you throw in Ben Johnson's proclivity for the trick play, a guy like Warren gives you a lot of different options and things you can do when it comes to who's going to throw the ball, who's going to run the ball, who's going to do whatever Ben Johnson assigns in these crazy mad scientist ideas he comes up with.
Do you think there's any chance, Mike, that they don't hold on to the 2 second-round picks? In other words, do you think they are more likely to trade down or trade up?
Well, I mean, without the benefit of knowing exactly who they love,
right,
if there's somebody they really love that they think they can go get and they need to go get him. And I almost feel like the Raiders are trying somewhat clumsily to create the idea that they want Ashton Jeanty. I think they'd love someone to jump them and push down the board, whoever it is they're looking for. And obviously number 5 becomes the action spot, the Jaguars pick. If somebody thinks the Raiders are going to take Jeanty and they feel compelled to jump him, I just don't know how real that is when it comes from the Raiders. When you look at Tom Brady's experience in New England, but for the year with Corey Dillon, it was revolving door running backs. Pete Carroll's had a bad history with first-round running backs. They can't stay on the field. So I don't know that the Raiders really want him. I feel like they're trying to bait someone into jumping up. But if the Bears decide they love him and they have to have him, and I'm not sure that that's the case, but if there's somebody that they love, that they feel compelled to move up and get for fear of not getting him, then yeah. But, you know, they've gamed this out 50 different ways. They know who's going to be there, who's likely to be there. And it's all about the guy we'd get if we trade up and what we give up to get there versus the guy we get if we sit tight. But, you know, we know that this is a team that isn't bashful about moving up, moving down, moving wherever, whether it's to move up to get Justin Fields or move down to let the Panthers get Bryce Young and coming out of it with the Caleb Williams pick.
Great stuff, Mike, as always. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
See you guys.
That is Mike Florio. We're going to be right back with Steve Stone, Mully and Hall on the Score.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.